Well, sometimes you just don't know how to pick them, you know? And sometimes you just have to eat crow, and that's exactly what I'm here to do. Hi, I'm Nick G, and let's talk about Twitterific and Tweetbot. Now, the last time I did an audio presentation about an iOS app, it was, in fact, Tweetbot, which I was impressed with because it seemed to have it all. But, unfortunately, I made the mistake of doing this audio presentation before using it on the go because I did not check for a bug that Tweetbot has about losing focus when down a timeline. And, well, I guess the reason for that is because I'd never seen that bug in any iOS app before, and I will be vindicated by saying that neither has basically anybody else. Of course, that would be great. I mean, Tweetbot's accessibility otherwise was pretty good, except for one problem. It's slow as molasses, okay? Update cycles are ridiculously slow. So, until now, in my opinion, the gold standard for accessibility clients was Tweetlist. Well, that, in my opinion, is no more because Twitterific does some things better in every respect than Tweetlist. And so we're going to show you that right now.
Twitterific. Refreshing content. Twitterific. Sidebar. Close. 29 new tweets.
See, it just spoke that, okay? It spoke all that as it came in. All right, I have 29 new tweets. Hit refresh.
Sidebar.
On its own.
Select mention message compo.
Now I'm gonna look down.
Winnipeg
the timeline.
Jets. Behind the scenes assets. Letter Jim and at Anthony Peluso. 23 feet. Mike Francisone. Yes. Last reminder. 5 period. Brooklyn Nets. Make sure to stop by the 40/40 club before. Mike Francisa. A lot of fastballs. Last D. J. Short. Brandon. New message from at Wrinkled Brain _.
Now did you notice that? It broke in, and it broke in with. That message, wow, that was, I was planning to induce a direct message, but she just helped me out there. It broke in with the fact that I have a new message.
Side, select,
so
mentions, messages,
messages,
button, selected, messages, compose, message from, Jessica B, compose,
okay,
button,
and I focus
message
on that
from,
pull down.
Refreshing content. One new tweet.
Okay.
Side,
so
tweets,
that.
Mention, selected, compose,
and I
message
see.
From, Christian Yvette, yes, 34 seconds ago.
She responds to me. Now, this is amazing by itself, and of course I can tap it.
Alert. Reply. Button. To. Nick Gianak. From. Christian Yvette. Show discussion.
I can
button.
Show the discussion, and I can reply. I can do all that from here. And it looks the same way in tweets. What's going to be amazing is when this streams, because I've never seen an app actually manipulate its push notifications on screen before. I did attempt to induce a direct message outside of this on my own, but Twitterific seems to be smarter than that, and will not push mentions or direct messages from myself. So Twitterific is a little smarter than that, so thank you again, Christian, for allowing me to show this. But again, outside the window, those push notifications look just as they would on any other app. But inside, instead of just suppressing them, Twitterific modifies them for display purposes, and VoiceOver laps it up. I know I'm asking you to spend another $3 on a great app, but this time I really can't complain, and this time I've got other blind people on my side. This time I've got other people who are blind who agree with me. I am not the lone wolf here this time. So give it a shot. I think you'll like it. Bye.